This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 31 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. And if you were tuning in yesterday, right after the program, we began airing a brand new program to KFK, to Northern Colorado and its listeners, Betting Across America. And man, the host, this guy right here, Mike Pritchard, is just you know him, of course, Buffs legend, and was in the NFL for nearly 10 years. Mike, it is an honor, an absolute honor to get you on the program here. I loved the show yesterday, man. I was taking notes the whole hour. It was fantastic.
Oh, so glad that we could be on up there, Brady. Great to be with you. You know what? I still take notes, and I've been with VSiN for a little bit over a year, but we have so many experts and so many reasons to take notes, because we're information sports information network, and we provide that, and we take pride in that, making sure that we give out great information to the viewers and the listeners. And so for me, as a former player, I'm just taken aback each and every day with all the information and certainly the expert opinions that we have on the network.
Yeah, well, you do such a great job. Some of the opinions yesterday, too. I was the working back on the betting for the NFL weekend, because it's such a crazy weekend with obviously Thanksgiving, with the three games coming up tomorrow. I loved that thing, that side of thinking, you know, work back from go to Monday night and work your way back. I thought that was a very unique process.
Credit goes to Lou Finicaro. He's a Point Spread Weekly contributor, which our subscribers enjoy and are part of our Visa network in terms of his experience. And I have not heard that angle before. A lot of people look forward to the Thanksgiving games, and they want to find angles there. They certainly want to have opinions on what they think is going to happen in those games. But it made total and complete sense to work back from Monday night back through the weekend to Thursday night. So just trying to get those edges and certainly get out before all the opinions kind of move the market. If you can take advantage of some numbers that are out there from a betting standpoint, that's certainly what we want to convey to everybody.
We're talking to Mike Pritchard, the host of Betting Across America on VSiN, and again, brand new program for us, for our Northern Colorado listeners, airing at 2 o'clock today. So we'll be excited to listen in. But busy weekend, though, as you said. And when you're looking at it, Mike, what do you make of these games? Thursday, I just never know. It's such a unique Thursday's unique anyway, even just throughout the regular season. But now we're throwing three different games here throughout the entire day. Let's look at the Bears Lions first. Mm-hmm. You got the Bears, obviously. The Lions, they got to win sometime, right? I mean, when do you look at the situation and say they're finally going to get one?
Well, if from a betting standpoint, if they're the favorite, that in terms of getting their first win, this is the week for them to do it. And then also, there's a lot of noise out there. The noise surrounding Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, they have a lot of premium players out, not available for this game. So it feels like it could be the week that the Lions gets the win. Gets the W at home. Now, they're catching points, too, which is always great from a betting standpoint. If you can catch some points to help you cash that ticket, certainly look out for that. Andy Dalton, though, he's a capable quarterback. And I'm worried about the Bears and the fact that they know their head coach getting fired is imminent, whether it's going to happen at the end of this week or at the end of the season. So you wonder if they're going to get up for this. It's on national TV, though, and professional athletes, they don't want to embarrass themselves on national TV, so I wouldn't discount the Bears yet.
It's a tough one. When I first looked at that, too, Mike, I'm just scratching my head. But anytime you see a winless team, I mean, don't we always go into that line of thinking? Like, okay, at some point it's going to happen. Why not on a weird setting? This is Detroit's day, right? 10:30 on
right.
Fox. So you think this could be the chance?
Well, it could be. You know, and I know a lot of people are looking at some teaser situations where you can actually get more points. You can add 6 points to the +3 for the Lions at home and make it attractive at +9, meaning the Bears would have to beat them by 10 points there. And so I think that's attractive to some people as they start off with three games, big games on Thanksgiving leading into the weekend.
We're talking to Mike Pritchard of this brand new show for our KFK listeners, Betting Across America. You guys again do such a wonderful job on VSiN, and we'll be so curious to hear your thoughts throughout the course of the season and these games as we're running through them. And again, Thursday, such a crazy time. But you know, when you're looking at the rest of these games for Thursday, I mean, obviously the Detroit Chicago, that's an interesting one. Raiders Cowboys. The Raiders have been through everything this year, it seems like, but yet they're 5-5. They're right in the thick of it in the AFC West.
Yeah, they are, and I think they're lacking identity. And the Raiders, this is a franchise that has collapsed the last 2 years. You know, this year is incredible circumstances that has led to a difficult situation with the Raiders organization right now. But when you think about the last 2 years, they were 6-4, then they collapsed and missed the playoffs. They were 6-3, collapsed and missed the playoffs. And now you take away the figurehead, which was John Gruden, the guy who kind of built this football team. So they are without that beacon, and they seem lost right now. And then the Dallas Cowboys, you would think that they would have found ways to play well or play better against Kansas City, but now they're scratching their heads a little bit. But they're at home. They're normally used to playing on Thanksgiving, and so they're going to be entirely comfortable. I think the team that's going to be highly uncomfortable and a little bit desperate will be the Las Vegas Raiders. And it's a lot of points to cover there for Dallas, but I think Dallas, they're saying all the right things right now.
Yeah, so you thinking, you feeling pretty good about that? Because I felt great about Dallas against Kansas City, to be honest, last week. And again, the Cowboys have been kind of strange these last 3 weeks, dating back to when they kind of got smoked at home against the Broncos. So it's been an interesting time for the Cowboys. But what I think I saw on ESPN and DraftKings both had Dallas favored by 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that line, I think, climbing a little bit right
is
there.
It?
We're going to definitely talk about that on the show today in terms of the health of the Cowboys, some key players, Smith at left tackle, obviously. I think Dallas, they want to run the football, and as of late, the Las Vegas Raiders have yielded a lot of yards against the run. So that's a favorable matchup. You know, the trenches, the trench warfare, we like to say, in terms of what happens on the field between the offense and defensive lines. And we'll see about CeeDee Lamb. Certainly, that was an impact on the Cowboys. They could not adjust to the fact that he went out with a concussion. And so we'll see what the Dallas Cowboys come up with on a short week. Now, keep in mind, as these teams prepare for these games this weekend, they're only going through walkthroughs, so not a lot of physical work on the field. And so you have a sample size to kind of gauge where you want to go direction with your bet.
Mike, how many Thanksgiving games did you play in?
I didn't play in one,
wow.
Believe it or not. Yeah, I mean, I practice a lot. I practice every year on Thanksgiving, if that counts. But back in that day, you know, it was mostly the Cowboys
right.
and the Lions, right? So, yeah, now they've extended it to three games on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that, you're right, because, you know, several years ago it was. The odds weren't as great, but adding that third mm-hmm. game, you're seeing way more teams get that opportunity. I am
right.
curious to see how that affects Lions, too, because, you know, Thursdays are weird. Anyway, but how that really does mess with these players, with the teams, the coaches, like you said, going through walkthrough, mm-hmm. it's got to be a completely different feel.
Well, it really is. I can tell you from a practice standpoint, you're distracted because you have so much family and so many friends, and you know it's a holiday, and yet you're working. Okay, we don't play till Sunday, so let's get through work and let's get through practice. We'll focus again here on Friday. But with a game on Thanksgiving, the holiday, and you're the only game on. Professional athletes, again, the pride in the performance. We're on national TV. We're the only game going at this time. And so it has a different feel for in that regard. So I think you'll get a lot of great effort, at least, even though the coaching and some of the circumstances suggest it could be a different type of outcome.
We're talking to Mike Pritchard, the host of Betting Across America on VSiN. And last one of the night, Bills Saints. Another mm-hmm. interesting one. The Bills have, you know, they're sitting at 6-4. They're a while ago, we're thinking Super Bowl, MVP for Allen and all that. Well, they're just trying to keep their heads above water. You got the Saints with former Bronco Trevor Siemian. They're sitting at 5-5. So they're trying to put themselves in an interesting spot for a playoff run.
Looking for betting angles with probably the best game of all three, in my opinion, because you have two teams in desperation spots trying to hold on to the playoff hopes. I think the Saints, it's going to be Drew Brees night. I think Drew Brees is actually broadcasting the game, too.
Oh, wow, cool.
But think about the Saints. Like, they are devoid of leadership right now on the field. I think Jameis Winston was a guy Even though stepping into the shoes of Drew Brees, he was a guy not going to be prolific throwing the ball right away, but could provide leadership and belief for that football team. I think that's gone from the Saints because the last 3 weeks they lack confidence and they lack that belief in Trevor Siemian. Now, on the short week, we'll see if they get it going at home. And then on the flip side, you got Buffalo that is tumbling down from the favorite spot to make the Super Bowl. And so they're holding on with the seventh seed right now. I don't know if they can flip the switch to being a more physical football team. The favorable matchup with the points, to me, appears to be the Saints in this one.
Interesting. And this is kind of great stuff, Mike, that our listeners can get from you and all of your correspondents that are jumping on the program. I mean, yesterday, again, it was so great to have this show airing on KFK. What can you tell some of our listeners about your program? I mean, you guys are breaking into these lines and these big games that people want to know about, they want to bet on.
Well, yes, we're betting across America, and my co-host is Josh Applebaum. He's out in Boston. We embrace that, too, because there's different markets across the country as sports betting becomes and spreads becomes more widespread here. What we try to do is Josh is a data-driven bettor, meaning he reads the markets. He understands the sharp movement. He understands the line movement. He gives us his interpretation where the line could go. Do we need to place a bet now, or can we wait for a better number or situation? Mm-hmm. And then for me, as a player, I bring the expertise of the on-field experience. And it doesn't really matter if it's football, baseball, basketball. We talk about all of them, hockey even. And so we have a nice mix of my experience and then certainly his interpretation, his insight on the betting market that really helps. It's really a good value for the listeners and the viewers here at VSiN.
Yeah, and no question about it. Plus that connection to the Buffaloes doesn't hurt at all, Mike.
It does not. Absolutely. We got a nice win catching 6.5 points at home against Washington, so that was a nice ticket to cash, too.
Hey, I got lucky on that one, finally. I finally got a Buffs one right this week. What was the line? What's the line this weekend, Mike? It's Utah, of course. I think they cracked the top 20 code there. So what's that line? It's like 20, was it 26 or something like that?
Yeah, it's lofty. I know that much. I haven't checked on it lately. Let's see if I can find it here.
What do you do in those? I'm always terrified of anything like much more than like 17. I don't care if it's Alabama and the University of Northern Colorado. I still want to stay away from it.
Yeah, it does get tough. Some of those big numbers, they do get tough to lay. And, you know, I think from a betting standpoint, and I've been told this from some of the experts, a lot more experienced guys, if you can find an attractive dog situation in which you're catching points, getting points that can aid your bet, a lot of times you can cash that ticket. And we had a stat that was phenomenal going into the weekend last weekend from Josh Applebaum, and it was the National Football League. We had road dogs, meaning the road team that was an underdog, they were getting 7 points or less. They were cashing a ticket close to 70%, if not over 70%. So, I mean, just that kind of information allows you to get to the betting window or on your app. And really feel pretty confident about that wager that you're going to make.
And this is the kind of hard-hitting stuff, though, that people are just going to absolutely love. As you said, the betting world is growing, and man, we were absolutely we were getting comments right off the bat as soon as you guys hit the air. So it's really exciting to have you guys on the show. Last one for you, Mike, because I know you got to get rolling. Broncos, Chargers, we got to go there, right? We're seeing Chargers. The last one I saw was Chargers favored by 2.5. How do you feel about that one?
Well, I feel good about that one from a betting standpoint. I think there's a lot of opportunity in this one. You have the Denver Broncos 5-5, and then you have the Chargers. Certainly, it looks like they've corrected some of their issues. Depending on the number, the 2.5 is a challenge. You can catch 3 for the Broncos at home, which seems attractive too. And I think their performance last time out, Teddy Bridgewater going into the bye, he's had to sit on that. And so the motivation is there for the Denver Broncos for sure. And I think some of the confidence, too, as they secure some players and you get more secure about your future, perhaps your direction. Now, the Chargers, they're tough, though. They've been playing well on the road for sure. And they beat Kansas City. So they're not going to be a team to take lightly. They're laying 3 points some places 2.5. Depending on that number, if you can find the Denver Broncos at a +3, that could be a nice bet right there. But The Chargers at -2.5 looks like the way to go as well.
All right, my friend Mike, I'm telling you, it's an absolute honor. I've been a huge fan of yours for a very long time, and when we got word about the program, it was a no-brainer for us here in Northern Colorado to have your program on every weekday. So we are so excited about that, and hopefully you and I can connect a lot more down the road.
I look forward to that, Brady. Absolutely. And by the way, yeah, Colorado on the road -20. Actually, you're catching 23.5 points.
23. Okay.
Yeah. But I think that's an improvement from the 26.
Yeah, I might get a little crazy on that one now. 23 makes me feel way better than 26.
Okay.
Mike, appreciate you, my friend. And, hey, happy betting. We'll see how tomorrow goes. Should be a lot of fun, a lot of great football. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to everybody as well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mike Pritchard of Betting Across America. He does it with Josh Applebaum, and I'm telling you, folks, we heard you. We heard you. You said you wanted a betting program that was going to be like no other. I mean, these guys just get right to it, concise. And they're talking. I'm listening yesterday, and they're talking about, okay, don't go crazy on Thanksgiving. Be careful, because you'll get into Thanksgiving, and you'll go crazy on these three games, and then suddenly you're out of juice for the rest of the weekend, and you got a lot of big games coming up. So their correspondent comes on yesterday and says, hey, I go backwards. Go to Monday night. Look at Monday night. Start picking back that way so you're not blowing everything on Thursday, and you have something to mess with throughout the weekend. So interesting stuff. It's Betting Across America on VSiN. It airs every single weekday at 2 o'clock here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. So we're going to try to get Mike on a regular basis. So thanks for being with us on that side, man. He is wonderful. He's one of those guys that you want to tune in and listen to when it comes to all this betting information. 47 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, talk a little bit more about the Nuggets. And of course, the UNC Bears lost last night. That was a tough one, man. Very close to San Jose State. But we'll get to that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.